Hello, everybody. Can you hear me? Yes. Kind of okay? All right. My name is Leon Levy. I'm an open source enthusiast and a senior software engineer at Kusuku Group. I'm here to talk about screen sharing on Raspberry Pi with VNC. And I don't know, how many of you were at FOSDEM 2023? All right, quite a lot of people. I have no idea if you visit my talk, but I had a lightning talk, and it was about screen sharing and remote access with RDP. And of course, the most frequently asked question was, why don't you use VNC? How can we do it with VNC? So here is another talk, next episode. And I'm going to share my experience in configuring Wayland and Weston with VNC screen sharing. The agenda focuses on Raspberry Pi 5, just because Raspberry Pi 5 is something new and we are all excited about it. But actually, at the end of the presentation, you see that I tested this on several devices. It's not hardware specific as long as you have Wayland and Weston running on this particular hardware you are targeting. The agenda includes, obviously, a brief introduction to Wayland and Weston, brief introduction to VNC, the integration in the Yocto project and Open Embedded, and Core Image Weston with VNC demonstration on Raspberry Pi 5. And if you have no idea what Core Image Weston is, you're going to learn in the slides that are coming. The slides are already available on the website, fosdem.org. After the presentation, I'm going to upload them to SlideShare as well. And the slides are kind of exact steps, or at least this was my goal. So if you want to repeat this demo, following the information on the slides, you should be able to do it. So let's start with Wayland and Weston. How many of you are using Wayland? Oh, that's fantastic. This makes my work really easy because this talk obviously is about Wayland. Wayland is a display protocol that specifies the communication between a display server and the clients. It's supposed to work with different windowing systems. The main target was to replace the X windowing system. The project is it started in 2008, so it's more than 15 years old now. There's a security by design in terms of isolation, the input and the output of every window. As you probably have noticed, for many years this was kind of a problem when you want to take a screenshot. But, you know, there's always advantages and disadvantages. There are many different compositors for Wayland. Weston is the reference compositor, and it's widely used in the embedded industry because it's small and simple. There are other compositors that are much more convenient for desktop usage, of course, but Weston as a reference compositor for Wayland is very convenient for embedded devices. And what is important actually for this talk is that Weston 13 was released in November last year, and it's important because the VNC backend was officially added in recent versions in Weston. We're going to talk about this in the next slides. So, what are the remote desktop options that you have in Wayland and Weston as of the moment? One of the options is remote desktop protocol. If you're interested in this, have a look at the recording of my lightning talk from last year. How many of you are actually using KRDP? All right. And how many of you are using VNC in different setups? All right, more people. But it looks like the majority of the audience is not using any of them, right? Okay, you should start using them. That's pretty cool. So what is VNC? It stands for Virtual Network Computing, and it's a graphical desktop sharing system based on the Remote Framework Buffer Protocol. It was initially developed by Olivetti. This was 25 years ago, so VNC has been around for a quarter of a century. It's a pixel-based screen sharing protocol. That's the big difference compared to RDP. And it works with all windowing systems, including Microsoft Windows, macOS, GNU Linux distributions, no matter if they're using X11 or Wayland. Here's a matrix comparing RDP with VNC, so you can understand the major differences in relation to this talk. So Obviously, there are different type of protocols. There are different types. They work completely different way because RDP is a semantic protocol. It's aware of control, forms, and other graphical primitives, while VNC, as I mentioned, is pixel-based. RDP has been in Western since 2016 and version 2, and VNC was relatively recently added. It was added in Western 12, and this happened in 2022. So the story of adding VNC to Western is long story. Keep in mind that I'm neither a Wayland nor a Western developer. I don't have contributions to Wayland and Western. I'm an engineer working with the Yocto project in Open Embedded, so I'm kind of a user of Wayland and Western, and I'm doing integrations with Wayland and Western on various embedded devices, but we need to give the credit to all these people who put a lot of efforts providing VNC backend in Western. And the initiative, as far as I know, started by Stephen, and you can see that this happened almost 5 years ago, but it took actually 3 years ago, 3 or 4 years ago, but it took a while to be merged. And finally, with some changes made by Philip over here, this was merged and landed in Western 12. The current version is Western 13, Western 14 is in development. What I've seen in mailing lists and some emails that I've exchanged, there are some new exciting things that are supposed to happen in new versions of Western, but I'm talking about the things that are released and stable and you can use right now. So, just a few sentences to give you an understanding how VNC works with this backend for Western. It's available in Western 12 and newer versions, which means 12 and 13 as of the moment. It's going to be available, of course, for the new versions as well. It depends on a couple of open source projects. Neat VNC is one of them. This is an open source VNC server library with a clean interface started by Andre. The source code is available in GitHub in their ISC license. So Neat VNC is built on top of other dependencies such as libdrm, mason, and package config. And in the runtime, it depends on Andre's main loop. This is another open source project. And as you can see from here, it's actually by the author of Neat VNC, so they're tightly related. And now we're moving on to what I do on a daily basis, and this is the Yocto project and Open Embedded. How many of you have experience with the Yocto project and Open Embedded? Oh, that's fantastic. I have been telling everyone that the Yocto project and Open Embedded are becoming a de facto industry standard. A lot of people were laughing, but now I see that there's so many hands, so it's good to see it. So if you're new to the Yocto and Open Embedded, in a nutshell, the Yocto project is a collaborative project of the Linux Foundation. It helps you create a custom embedded Linux distribution for your particular needs for the hardware that you are targeting. It uses the Open Embedded build system, which includes BitBake and Open Embedded Core. The most interesting part of the Yocto project, in my opinion, is actually Pocky. This is the reference distribution of the Yocto project. It's provided as a metadata, there are no binaries, and Pocky gives you the opportunity to quickly bootstrap your own distribution, so you are not starting from scratch. If you want, you can start from scratch, of course, but you can also take Pocky and build on top of Pocky, modify it, configure it, and so on. So it really speeds up the process and simplifies the whole process. The Yocto project has a steep learning curve, but once you know how it works, it simplifies the process for building your products and cuts the time to go to the market. The Yocto project has twice per year a release, and there are long-term support releases which are covering at least 2 years. Here is a short list of some of the recent Yocto project releases. So this one here is supposed to be released in April this year, so in a couple of months. And this is going to be the next long-term release. And it's going to be maintained for actually 4 years now, and the current LTS release is Kirkstone. It was released in May 2022. It will be maintained until April 2026, or at least until then. And the previous, actually the first long-term release was Dynfo. It was released 4 years ago, and it's still maintained. This is quite convenient for the embedded industry, because this way you can take a stable release that's long, with long-term support, and spend some time developing your project without having outdated source by the time when your product is ready to be shipped on the market. Wayland and Weston are provided as recipes by Open Embedded Core. So here you can see a screenshot of the Git repository of Open Embedded Core containing Wayland and Weston. There are different versions of Wayland and Weston recipes depending on the release of the Yocto project. And here comes the tricky part when we speak about VNC, because as I mentioned, VNC was relatively recently added to Wayland and Weston, so you have to pick a version of the Yocto project which provides the required versions of Wayland and Weston, or otherwise you have to backport them to an old version, which is, well, it opens a can of worms, so I don't advise you to go this way. You better migrate your product to a version of the Yocto projects that maintains it. So version 5 of the Yocto project is not released yet. As you've seen on the previous slide, it's going to be released in April, but as of the moment, it's targeting Weston 13, so maybe it will end up with slightly newer version of Weston, I don't know, but basically you have VNC there, and you had it in the previous release with Weston 12. However, this is a short-term support release, so if you are starting to work on a new product, I highly recommend you to go to version 5. Other long-term releases such as Kirkstone and Dynfo are with older Weston versions which does not support VNC. So if you want to take advantage of VNC in Weston and you are based on the Yocto project, make sure you are using a release that's compatible. How to bitbake Weston with VNC? By default, the VNC backend is not enabled in Weston, so those of you working with the Yocto project has to create a bbappend file for Weston to extend the package config variable and to add VNC to it. This will trigger enabling the backend VNC argument to true when you are building Weston, and also add need VNC as a runtime dependency. I've explained that actually as a build time dependency, and also you need to place a pump file. However, I have created an example reference layer which provides a demo integration of Weston with enabled VNC. This is the same open source project that I started a year ago for my previous talk, which was about RDP. Last year, I just extended it by splitting it to two layers, one layer for RDP, another layer for VNC. So I hope this demo layer will help other people quickly get to speed with VNC or RDP, whatever they want. Here, of course, this talk is about VNC, so the examples that we're talking are about VNC. So behind the curtains, what happens is that when you do these configurations, when you add VNC package configuration to Weston, you need a bunch of dependencies. These dependencies are AML and need VNC. As part of my work at Consumer Group, I took the effort to upstream these, and they are part of Meta Open Embedded. So the Weston and Wayland recipes are actually in Open Embedded Core, but in order to build them with VNC, you have to make sure that you are adding Meta Open Embedded, Meta OE, to get all these two recipes and their dependencies. The good thing is that actually the community liked it, and I see that other people started contributing to these recipes here. There have been several updates. So these projects are obviously needed by a lot of people in the community and in the industry, of course. A little bit of information how bitbaking of need VNC for Weston and VNC works. So for need VNC in order to work with the whole setup for Western and VNC. We have to enable encryption with TLS. This is how it works. Keep in mind that different versions of Western depend on different versions of Need VNC. Here is a particular example for the things that are right now. If you are watching these slides or this recording in 2 years, probably it's going to be different version. So keep in mind how you can adjust these things. That's the point of this slide. And this is how we do BB append for Western INI. Basically, we are creating user Western and password Western. This is the same user and password that we're going to use to log in remotely to our targeted device. In this case, it's a Raspberry Pi 5, but you can, as I mentioned, you can do it with any other embedded device capable of running Western. So this is standard Yocto stuff. It's you just deploy a directory that you need and so on. So here's how we generate the certificate. So bunch of commands. Obviously, the important thing is here that you have to set up the name of the host to make sure that all or most of the VNC clients will work. Later on, I'll show you an example what kind of a problem I had because initially I didn't set it up properly. Here I'm targeting Raspberry Pi 5. This is the host of the device that I'm going to target. That's why I'm setting it here. Finally, of course, I have to copy the certificates to the target device, in my case, to the Raspberry Pi 5. And Western INI is the main configuration file for Western. We have to configure it there to make sure that the screen sharing is enabled. So after reloading Western with this configuration, in my demo setup, Western is started by a system disk service, so I have to reload the system disk service to start Western. And once it starts, I have to press Control Alt plus S in order to enable the screen sharing. Of course, you know that many embedded devices don't have a keyboard, so pressing Control Alt plus S is not an easy task sometimes. It sounds easy if you're working on a desktop computer, but sometimes you're not on a desktop computer. And here comes a really convenient feature. You can use the automatic startup of VNC just to say that the same is available for RDP. So no matter if you're using VNC or RDP, you can do the same. Startup, here's the configuration, startup on startup, start on startup, true. And finally, when we have the Raspberry Pi working with Wayland, Western enabled VNC from another computer in the same network using a VNC client, we can connect remotely. In my case, I'm an open source enthusiast. I'm trying to use pretty much open source everywhere I can. So here I'm using a Vinagre client, and here's how I started it. Here's how I've logged in with user Western and password Western. You saw how we configured that. Here is the VNC demo. It's not super exciting, but basically what you see here is Ubuntu 20.22.4. This is the long-term release of Ubuntu that I'm running on my computer in the same network. You see the Vinagre window, and inside the Vinagre window, the VNC client, you see what is my Raspberry Pi 5 showing on the screen. And a frequently asked question is, what is the performance? What is the frame rate? I haven't made a lot of tests, but by running some simple demonstrations, like on the screenshot here, it runs with up to 20 frames per second, something like 18, 19, up to 20 frames per second. I haven't performed any optimizations. Basically, you know that when you have screen sharing enabled, the performance in terms of frames per seconds is dropping out. And a little bit of testing. At the beginning, I've mentioned that I've tested it on several devices. I made this talk about Raspberry Pi 5 because I was involved in the process of adding Raspberry Pi support in Meta Raspberry Pi 5 BSP layer. Now Raspberry Pi is there. It's in the master branch. It was recently merged by the maintainers. And now I've opened the GitHub pull request to backport the support for Raspberry Pi to Kirkstone in Meta Raspberry Pi. However, in terms of VNC, I have tested it with appropriate Western versions on other devices, Raspberry Pi 4, ROG Pi 4, this is with a ROG chip system on a chip, Toradex Virgin IMX8M Plus system on a module. So the tricky part about NXP, no matter if you're using IMX 8, 7 or 6, is that you have to switch to the Etnaviv open source drivers, because otherwise with the Vivante proprietary drivers, you have to use a fork of Western called Western IMX. And Western IMX, it's always a version behind. The last time I checked, which was a couple of days ago, the version that was available was 11. So you didn't have the, we don't have in Western IMX the VNC backend. So if you are running into this situation, consider switching to Etnaviv. So we're wrapping up the talk with some conclusions. VNC is a pixel-based graphical protocol. It was added in Western 12. It works on any device that supports the appropriate Western version. It supports TOS encryption. And I have created this this layer, Meta Western Remote Desktop, which is available in GitHub, which allows you to build quickly a demo with RDP or VNC. The slides are available on the fosden.org website. Thank you very much for your attention. I think we have a couple of minutes for some questions.
Thanks for the talk. I had some issues with RDP as well. I think it's, when you mentioned performance, I think it's to do with the screen share plugin and the full screen plugin. It pins the single rendering thread of Western. So when you have RDP and stuff enabled, even on a more powerful computer, it does affect the presentation locally of the graphics. Do you know if there's any work being done to improve that architecture, maybe using shared buffers?
That's a very good question. Unfortunately, I cannot provide a good answer to this because, as I mentioned, I'm not a Wayland or Western engineer. I don't have upstream contributions there. In terms of Wayland and Western, I'm integrating it in the Yocto project and Open Embedded. So you probably have to ask in the mailing list to compare the particular backends available for Western.
Yeah, thank you very much for the talk. This is a bit off topic, and I'll keep it quick, but On the screen sharing idea, my boy keeps getting me to use this Parsec stuff, which I think is encoding screens as H.264 movies, basically. I like the idea of leveraging GPU to do screen sharing. Have you looked at that at all? I mean, is there anything you can comment on about that, or is that?
No, sorry. I'm not familiar with it, so I cannot provide a command. I'll have a look at it.
Okay. Thank you very much, Leon. That was great.
All right. Thank you very much. If you have questions, I'll be around.